Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 36. Lord Chaitanya conquers Benares. Episode 1. Lord Chaitanya hears blasphemy. And while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through Varanasi on his way to Vrindavana, the Mayavadi sannyasi philosophers blasphemed against him in many ways. Although a sannyasi, this Chaitanya does not take interest in the study of Vedanta, but instead always engages in chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an illiterate sannyasi, and therefore does not know his real function. And being guided only by his sentiments, this Chaitanya wanders about in the company of other sentimentalists. Hearing all this blasphemy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merely smiled to himself, rejected all these accusations, and did not talk with the Mayavadis. Thus, neglecting the blasphemy of the Varanasi Mayavadis, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded towards Mathura, and after visiting Mathura, Lord Chaitanya returned to meet the situation. This time, Lord Chaitanya stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar, although he was regarded as a Shudra or Kayastha, for the Lord, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is completely independent. As a matter of principle, Lord Chaitanya regularly accepted food at the house of Tappana Misra. Lord Chaitanya never mixed with other sannyasis, nor did Lord Chaitanya accept invitations from them. When Sanatana Goswami came from Bengal, he met Lord Chaitanya at the house of Tappana Misra, where Lord Chaitanya remained continuously for 2 months in order to teach Sanatana Goswami devotional service. And on the basis of scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, which reveal these confidential directions, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami regarding all the regular activities of a devotee. And while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami, both Chandrasekhar and Tappana Misra became very unhappy. They therefore submitted an appeal unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. How long can we tolerate this blasphemy by your critics against your conduct? Why, we should give up our lives rather than hear such blasphemy. The Mayavadi sannyasis are all criticizing your holiness, and we cannot tolerate hearing such criticism. This blasphemy breaks our hearts. While Tappana Misra and Chandrasekhara were thus talking with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya only smiled slightly but remained silent. At that time, a Brahmana came there to meet Lord Chaitanya. The Brahmana immediately fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting Lord Chaitanya to accept his proposal in a joyful mood. "My dear Lord, I have invited all the sannyasis of Benares to my home. My desires will be fulfilled if you also accept my invitation. My dear Lord, I know that you never mix with other sannyasis, but please be merciful unto me and accept my invitation." Lord Chaitanya smiled and indeed accepted the invitation of the Brahmana. Lord Chaitanya made this gesture in order to show his mercy to the Mayavadi sannyasis. This Brahmana knew that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never went to anyone else's house, and yet, due to inspiration from the Lord himself, this Brahmana earnestly requested Lord Chaitanya to accept his invitation. Recorded January 21, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.